quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Not sure if Mike McDowd is going to join us because we are recording on St. Paddy's Day, and with a name like McDowd, oh, you know he's got to be the luck of the Irish. He's going to be a...
I had him last week, and now you have me this week, so we just kind of trade off.
That's right. We'll tag team it, yeah. And since he's in Florida, it's 7:30 his time, so he may be all partying already. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. Now, last time we asked a little bit too easy questions. This time, a little harder. Not super hard, but enough.
As long as they aren't about friends, the show Friends, I should do pretty well.
Yeah, that's right. No more ones about Friends. Okay. Let's see. When we get back, I do want to talk about a player who got suspended for 80 games for PED use. And that stands for performance-enhancing drugs, for all you don't know. Talk a little bit about March Madness, who the favorite is. Baseball World Classic. Hey, that's getting exciting. And then Kyler Murray to the Vikings. Holy smokes. And then the Jets trade Justin Fields to the Chiefs. Are they trying to get rid of Mahomes already?
Think about the fact that the Vikings had Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And now they have Kyler Murray. I'd say that's a step down quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, I do like Kyler Murray. I think he'll come into his own. But Sam Darnold, definitely, he finally got it after all this time. Yeah, you know, and he was a decent quarterback, you know, and he played very well last year.
14 win seasons. You know, people don't give him a lot of credit, but he's had back-to-back 14 win seasons. I can tell you the Vikings aren't going to win a Super Bowl with Kyler Murray as quarterback.
You just never know. You know, that front line depends on how well he is a runner, but you know, the Lions quarterbacks just don't have the support. All right, stay with us. You're listening to the Sports Econ 101. Audience, don't touch that dial. We're gonna be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackman. Now, Russell, I didn't think you were a big baseball fan, but are you getting into this world?
I'm not a baseball fan, but I'm a gigantic San Francisco Giants fan. I love all things related to the Giants. Okay. The rest of baseball can go F itself, but the Giants are built into who I am, and that was the first thing I ever rooted for sports-wise was the Giants. So I have that. But I don't have especially the way baseball's been recently, I don't love the sport very much. But I did want to say something. Said it's St. Patrick's Day, which is a huge day for the Irish. What most people don't recognize is that tomorrow is one of the great Jewish holidays of the year.
Wait a minute. Okay, it's not Purim.
No, it's not that corned beef is on sale half price.
Wait, what's on sale half price?
Corned beef is on sale half price. That's what makes it a gigantic Jewish holiday. I'm Jewish. I should know.
I'm telling you, am I missing something?
So one time you can get corned beef on sale really cheap
is the day after
St. Patrick's Day.
I get it.
A high holy holiday, just as we consider the day after Christmas a high holiday, high holiday because chocolate and Christmas gifts are on sale half price.
So. Well, my dad was a big pastrami fan, but me, I actually like corned beef a little better.
I'm corned beef, but no sauerkraut. I just want the corned beef. All I want on my corned beef is more corned beef.
I've got to say, a good Reuben sandwich, though.
No sauerkraut for me. You just throw the onions on there, throw the Thousand Island dressing on there, throw the Swiss cheese on there, put the rye bread on there, and that is a sandwich. I don't know if you've ever been.
Okay, you know what? We'll call that the Jackman sandwich.
Well, have you been to Katz's Deli in New York?
I may have back in the 90s.
They'll sell you a sandwich that's like about this thing.
Yeah, 6 inches tall, sure.
On corned beef. That's the kind of sandwich I was meant to have. So,
and you need two of them, one for appetizer and one for the meal, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I cannot get enough corned beef. Now, I've got two numbers for you, okay? Yep. First of all, because I wasn't here last week, the number 83.
What wide receiver is that?
No, the number 83. What does that mean to you?
Nothing.
But you need to spend more time watching sports. Bam Adebayo scored.
Yeah.
In an NBA game. That is phenomenal. And he had 45 free throw attempts. 45.
That's a lot. That's the only reason why Will Chamberlain has 100. Yeah, he was a terrible free throw shooter, but that night he did very, very well.
Yeah, that was the one time he shot decent free throws.
Yeah.
Was a 100-point game. But 83, that's getting there. That's only, you know, 17 points away.
Well, I guess he wanted to beat Kobe Bryant's 81. But how much did David Robinson have? 70?
78, I think.
78, okay. Because I remember he was there too. That's pretty phenomenal. Okay, so that's one number. What was the other number?
The other number is 600.
Well, I mean, you're talking 600 home runs, 600 points for something?
No, 600 points, please. No. Last night, Steve Kerr got his 600th win, ending the six-game losing streak that the Warriors had by beating up the hapless Washington Wizards. But 600 wins for an NBA coach is really, really amazing.
How many years is that? Like, he only did it in, like, what, 11 or 12 years?
Yeah, like 12 years.
That's the phenomenal part. The 600 wins is a lot, but to do it in only 12 years, that's
And considering he had a couple bad years, you know, when Curry was hurt and so forth, you know, he didn't win, you know, 60 games, you know, every year, but it winds up being like over 50 wins a year for his entire career.
You know, it's going to be, I tell you, you know, when Curry finally retires, it's going to sort of feel like when Jordan retired. It's sort of like,
it's going to be a million times worse because it's happening to my favorite.
National audience, it's going to be bad because Russell loves the Warriors.
That's now people are finally getting it. Yeah, I mean, I can handle, but with Jordan and Pippen and all that stuff, you could see all the cracks happening. And that, you know, if you saw The Last Dance, so you could see that they were all at each other's throats, you know, by the end of the sixth championship. They all hated each other's guts. And what's sad is that everybody loves each other on the Warriors, pretty much. I mean, Draymond notwithstanding, but he still has respect and people still like him. But this is going to be one of those things where when it ends, it's going to be a lot of tears and people clinging to, you know, what was the Warriors dynasty versus, you know, the Bulls, which, you know, Pippen didn't even want to be part of the Last Dance documentary.
Yeah.
You know,
do you think Curry will be a first ballot Hall of Famer? What do you think?
Considering he's the only unanimous MVP that the NBA ever had, to even raise that as a question,
you could tell by my
is the dictionary definition of a rhetorical question because never been. In our time frame, in the last 20 years, a more for sure Hall of Famer, except for maybe Jokic and LeBron James.
Yeah,
those are the only other two that I think are guaranteed Hall of Famers and the first time. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jokic got a unanimous MVP nomination for Hall of Fame. I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron got a unanimous.
Like Curry. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who doesn't like him. So it's easy to do. So Ted Williams.
I mean, there's people that get bugged with the Nighty Night, and there's people that get bugged
But I'm talking about just like, okay, so back in the old days, there were sports writers who just couldn't stand Ted Williams because he wasn't very nice to the press. And they didn't vote for him to go into the Hall of Fame first time. And,
right.
Or just maybe he got in the first time, but there were some no votes. And it's like, Okay, they're taking it personally. But I'm trying to think, is there any of these basketball writers or whoever determines gets in? They're all going to vote for Curry.
Yes, and they're only doing it because they want to stand out and say, I voted against Steph Curry.
Yeah, but they'll look like an idiot. They'll look like they got a chip on his shoulder.
They will look like an idiot. They will look like an idiot. To get rid of a guy that has 4 championships, unanimous MVPs, and was in 8 NBA finals in 12 years, you know, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. And no, I don't think it's going to happen. I think, especially if Curry can somehow manage to make it to an NBA finals or win a championship with his last remaining years.
Let me go back in time. 8 NBA finals. Okay, they won 4. They lost.
Yes.
To,
maybe it's 7. Maybe it's 7. They lost 3.
That's right. They lost to Cleveland. They lost to. And then who else they lose to?
Let's see. Did they? I guess maybe it's only six.
Okay. Tell you what, let's go to a commercial. Now it's a good time to go to a commercial break. Here's our first trivia question, and it does have to do with a movie. All right. What is the name of John Travolta's character in the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever? What's the name of his character in the movie? Do you remember this one?
I do, but I don't remember his name.
Ah, we may get you on this one. All right. That's our trivia question.
I remember his first name, but I don't remember his last.
Well, hold on. We'll let you answer both of those when we get back. Audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. And I guess Mike is not going to join us. He's out drinking green beer tonight.
Probably, okay, first tribute. Offering a tribute to Lou Holtz, who died.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Yeah,
you know, you want to talk about
fighting. I bet he is. All right, first trivia question. What is the name of John Travolta's character in the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever?
Okay, was his first name Tony?
Yes.
I'm going to say it's something Italian. That's all I can remember.
Tony Italian, yes. It is an Italian name. Tony Manero.
What?
Manero. Tony Okay, we'll give you half credit for that. That's not bad.
Well, I don't know if he's related to the 49ers kicker that they just re-signed. They just re-signed Pinero.
Pinero. This is Monero. Yeah.
Oh, Monero. Okay.
Right. Okay. Oh. So the Phillies, Rojas, he's got suspended 80 games. That's a lot, half the season, for PED use after a failed appeal. So I kind of look at this. And I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but we've talked about this kind of stuff before. These guys, they know it's not allowed. And I kind of think they feel like, you know what, if I hitting 60 home runs or, you know, having 140 RBIs and I get a huge contract, and then it's like, oh, oopsie. I wasn't supposed to do those drugs. It's like, okay, well, they already made their money. I mean, what do you think goes on? What do you think goes on behind the scenes?
They should all also be forced to go visit the gravesite of Jeff Bagwell. They should all, if they're suspended for steroids, for PEDs, they should all have to go and give a speech at the gravesite of Jeff Bagwell.
For and give all the money back. That they shouldn't have earned. Bagwell was he? There was Craig Biggio and then Bagwell, but I don't remember Bagwell being a big P. I mean, he kind of looked kind of buff.
He died from complications that they said came from steroid use.
Gosh, I forgot. He was young too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was young. So that's what I'm saying is that anyone that's caught for PED use should have to give a speech about why they thought it was a good idea to use PEDs at the gravesite of Jeff Bagwell. And maybe that would force them to, like, reconsider their
decision. No, you know what? There was a study done many, many years ago with potential Olympian athletes. And they trade 5 years
of their life.
Say again?
They gladly trade 5 years of their life. To, you know, have a
Oh, not
a
even, shot no, at... it got worse. No, they basically said, if we give you this, you know, here's a theoretical, hypothetical question. If we give you this drug and it's guaranteed to give you a gold medal, but it's guaranteed to kill you within 5 years, and like 90% of the people said, yeah, we'd still take it. I mean, that's sad to put that on air.
It is, and it's not worth it. And these guys are, but they're trying to pull off that deal, and then a lot of them think they can take these drugs and they can take masking agents to be able to, you know, there's always this cat and mouse game, and Barry Bonds was the first one who really started it, which was finding drugs from Valco that could get past the testing methods. So they create testing methods, then they come up with a drug that gets past the testing methods, then they change the testing methods to go against the drugs that were able to do that. They come up with a new drug that's able to, you know, get past that. And so there's always going to be a cat and mouse game, and there's so much money involved in it. And these guys are willing, as you just pointed out, they're willing to take that risk both on their livelihood and on their own personal safety in order to get an edge. You know,
it reminds me. It kind of reminds me of the like the hackers and computers. You know, you're always trying to stay one step ahead of them, and then they
But they won't die if they, you know, if they hack something or they, you know, if they get caught doing it, they're not going to be dead. Whereas, you know, taking steroids, and again, the message that sends to kids is that, you know, maybe it is worth it to try to, you know, to cut corners and to cheat in order to move forward. That's why, you know, there was another player, I think, suspended for the entire year because it was his second steroid.
Is it, if it's your second? I mean, sometimes they who was the one who got kicked out for life because they got caught more than once? And that's the thing. It's like, okay, you know, once is bad. But
once 82 games, the second is a year, and the third is a lifetime ban. And that's getting it. There are people still willing to violate that. That even with that, you know, radical level of punishment being leveled, it's
they don't think they're going to get caught.
No one ever does. No one ever does. And, but a guy like Barry Bonds didn't get caught, yet he's still paying the price. Roger Clemens, who didn't get caught, is still paying the price and probably will forever. I don't think Bonds is ever going to make the Hall of Fame. I don't think Clemens is ever going to make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the sad part is that Barry Bonds, he would have been probably a Hall of Famer without that. He might not have hit 765 home runs, but
I argue that the other way in the sense that it allowed him to come back from an injury. And so he was able to play games that he shouldn't have been able to play ordinarily because a normal person would have been hurt and would not have been able to play those games.
Yeah, but, well, okay. I mean, that's, yeah, there's a lot of speculation. But just in general, like when he was normally healthy and thin and a great player, you know, he had the good genes and the bad body.
From the Pittsburgh years, yeah. I don't think he was good enough to make the Hall of Fame.
He got traded early. How long did he play in Pittsburgh? Because he got traded fairly early to the Giants.
Yeah, like four or five seasons.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't have been enough to launch him. Yes, he had a lot of talent. Yes, he did do other things than just hitting. But the fact that he's able to play games that he probably shouldn't have played, I think gave him an edge that you just don't get if you aren't using steroids and just working.
Good point, because most people, except for Cal Ripken, you're going to get hurt.
That's an unassailable record, if you ask me.
That one's gonna be tough to beat.
Yeah, okay. That and the 800 plus games that AC Green played in a row is never gonna be touched.
800 games in a row is 10.
It's like 810. You're like 810 games or something.
That's tough. That is really.
It's not gonna happen. With load management and everything, I mean, we're lucky to get players to play four games in a row as opposed to, you know.
And that may not even be the player's fault, right, because of rotations and all that. But, again, I still think that
the current leading player has 500 games played in a row.
What's that?
So he still has
– who?
The current leading player is 500 games
in a row. Okay. All right. Well, again – I've said this before, that to me the hardest record to break is going to be Cy Young's 511 wins.
I guess if something can't be broken, it can't be broken. But, you know, I think 50 points a game and 25 rebounds a game, that probably in the NBA, that won't be broken either anytime soon.
Is that Wilt?
Yeah, it's Wilt.
50,
second season.
Yeah, that's,
you know, 50 points a game, 25 rebounds a game. And he played he actually played more minutes than were allowed because he played every game plus overtime.
Yeah.
So he actually had more minutes than actually 82 games times 48.
Wow, I know. He was actually my favorite when I was growing up. I mean, you were too young, but I actually got to watch.
I was. I wish I had really seen him. And the problem is, most of Wilt's best stuff was, you know, they didn't film it. They didn't keep films. They didn't keep tapes of him. So there's nothing showing his best stuff, like when he was a really young guy. I would really love to watch some, like,
vintage Warriors. Games. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to watch those, but there's nothing to be found. It's just, you know, they, a lot of the TV stations, when they had videotape, would just record over the videotapes. And when they were filmed, a lot of them deteriorated, got lost, got burned up in fires, you know? And so, you know, they're just, that's one of the great tragedies, because I would love to go back. I would actually be willing to go back and watch all of Wilt's games and write down the time, the number of blocks and steals that he got.
Oh my God. Because they didn't have that. And also the films back in the 60s and the early 60s is like the terrible. It's hard to follow.
It is tough. It's tough to even watch stuff from the 80s now in low res. When you watch stuff in the 80s in low resolution, you're like, oh my God, how did I watch a basketball game that looked like this? Of course, low res looks terrible on an HD TV. So, you know, they have to up. But eventually AI is probably going to get around to like upgrading all.
Yeah, I could see that. The, I could definitely see that.
Over time, people will probably convert it all to HD, you know, and 4K or whatever, 8K or, you know, 10,000K by the time I get around to it.
All right, we're going to go to our next trivia question. When we come back, I want to ask your March Madness. Did you watch a little college basketball, don't you?
It's one of my lesser sports, but it's not as bad as golf and bowling.
Okay, well, I was going to say, because I know you love basketball, so you got to follow. I mean, I bet you do watch the finals, though, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I watch the middle part of the tournament.
Yeah, me too.
And March Madness, the first day, is fun because it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I love seeing sometimes Butler and some of these ones, Mason, and, you know. And anyway, okay, here's our second trivia question. Which branch of the U.S. Armed Forces uses the slogan, "It's not just a job, it's an adventure"?
It's an adventure.
All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages, and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com, or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel, San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles. No long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company. your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com right now and get your offer today.
Sick of gray, gloomy winter hibernation? At Kohl's, you can make spring come early with colorful accents that brighten up your home, like vibrant cookware and decor, cozy bedding and towels. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save 15% on home purchases. So shop Kohl's Home Refresh and move on to spring. The weather will catch up eventually. Select styles. Offer ends March 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with Russell Jackman, who's in kind of a weird...
The light's
kind of weird on you there, Sport. Okay.
Daylight saving.
Which brand? You for the audience who is not watching but just listening, you can't tell. But you look like one of those guys when they, you know, have a deep throat. You know, Which branch of the U.S. Armed Forces uses the slogan, "It's not just a job, it's an adventure"?
They do more at 6 o'clock in the morning than you do all day long. And that's the Army.
No.
Wait, it's the Marines?
No.
Navy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, we're going to get that.
Anchors Away was this slogan.
Yeah, well, okay. that's their song. Anchors Away, my friend. Yeah, that's their theme song. But,
I always thought that was the Army. I guess they have to spend more on marketing.
Yeah. next year, we're going to guess the Coast Guard. And after that, it's going to be the Boy Scouts. Okay, so now March Madness. So here seems to be the favorites. Duke, UConn, Michigan State, and Kansas.
When aren't they the favorites?
University of North Carolina isn't in there. UNC?
No. I mean, every once in a while, you have one of those drop out. But, I mean, almost always, you know, Kansas is there. Duke is there.
Duke.
In fact, one of the coaches for other teams is famous on the Jim Rome show as saying, "Duke is Duke, and they're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns."
I love Leave It to Beaver.
Duke is Duke. So, you know, my personal pick is Michigan is going to win it all.
Now, Michigan State or Michigan?
Michigan.
Oh, okay. Because Michigan State was in the top four. I'd have to see where Michigan is. Maybe they'll get Chris Webber back in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Michigan State, they get Draymond back there.
Not call a phantom timeout.
I felt so bad for him with that. Unfortunately, that's always what he's going to be known for. That was an ill-timed one. And that was, who was that against?
That was against Duke.
It was against Duke. Yeah, that's right. It was against Duke. Baseball World Classic, according to Aaron Judge, it's bigger than the World Series.
There's, depending on, seeing all the different countries involved.
Yeah, and there's good ones.
You know, Venezuela gets a chance to, get a grudge match against the U.S. tonight.
After taking the oil? After taking the president?
Yeah. take us out of the championship. By the way, I was also reading, here's a trivia question for you. Who has the most expensive hot dog? In Major League Baseball.
The most expensive? You mean from what stadium?
Yeah, what stadium?
Probably San Francisco.
They're second.
Or second, okay. New York?
No. And then I'd like to know how much you think it costs for a single hot dog.
$22 probably.
Oh, thank God. Thank God the stadium hasn't listened to you yet. No, it's Petco Park. In San Diego,
okay.
That's $8 a dog.
That's not completely outrageous. That's the highest.
Yeah.
Really? I would have thought they would have been at least way over 10.
Great. You'll be very popular if you ran
out. Talking about a small regular hot dog, not
a small regular hot dog is $8.
Big wassail kielbasa types.
probably in the $12 range. I'm not sure there, but I mean, yeah, I mean, when you consider you can buy an entire package of hot dogs for $6, you know, the $8 for a single hot dog.
But they give you sauerkraut and ketchup and.
But I do. I will load up on my onions. I will load up on that.
And I'm sure. And I'm sure when you come home to your wife, you say there's going to be a lot of cuddling tonight.
Yeah, well, usually if I've spent the whole day at a baseball game, I'm not expecting
exactly. All right. And then let's talk a little football here. Kyler Murray to the Vikings and
we did stop that a little bit.
And the Jets trade Justin Fields to the Chiefs. I'm more.
But that's not the story. That's not the story.
But what?
The story is Crosby. The story is Max Crosby.
Is that the trade that didn't happen?
Yeah, the trade that did not happen. And for an organization that's already fallen as low as the Raiders has, this was a new low for the organization, which I didn't think was possible. But they managed to take a four-win season and make it look even worse by having Max Crosby not only be an unwanted child on their roster, but then getting three-quarters of the way out the door and then the Ravens say no thank you and they find someone else to fill in shoes. So the Max Crosby deal was a complete disaster and proved to the Raiders that they still are a headless organization. And Mark Davis, you know, you can't fire the owner, but I'm sure Raider fans wish they could.
Is it me or does he look different? Special?
There's a game called Fallout, which has these things called ghouls, who are human beings that have been irradiated, and are their noses fall off, and their hair is all, you know, spotty, but they continue to live, and their complexion is all ruddy and patchwork. I swear to God, Mark Davis looks like a ghoul from Fallout. I swear to God, he looks.
Does he still have that haircut? One.
Yes, and if I were that rich, I would pay for a toupee to, like, you know, make me look somewhat decent, and B, I would, like, wear the Michael Jackson makeup, you know, the foot and a half of pancake makeup to just, you know, make yourself look human, you know, make yourself at least look like you're not, like, a bit an irradiated.
I don't know what his mom looks like, because his dad was, you know, normal looking.
You know, Mark Davis is the ultimate of you punching upwards and landing, you know, landing way outside your own personal scope just because you inherited something.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be smart. You don't have to be functional to be rich, because all you have to do is be lucky enough to be born to someone rich and they leave it all.
But you would have thought that his dad would have taken him under his wing and taught him the ropes.
Do you think that Mark Davis, if he wasn't the owner of the Raiders, would be working at some construction site somewhere, or, you know, a janitor somewhere? Not to disparage people who are janitors.
So something that doesn't take as a more intimate.
Yeah, someone that's not in charge of millions and millions of dollars of a franchise, of a sports franchise.
Who are the Ravens going to give up for Max Crosby?
Now I'm blanking on it. It doesn't even matter because he stayed. And then, of course, they it wasn't a player. I think it was two draft picks.
Okay. Yeah, but remember, plus when they start the season in early September, everybody's at 0-0.
No. The Raiders are already 0-4. they should just count the first four games as a loss and, you know, save up their energy for later on in the season. Because I guarantee they'll be 0-4. Maybe 1-3. But they're not going to be. The Raiders are already.
Let's talk about this.
They're already in my threat.
I want to go back to Justin Fields to the Chiefs. What's the backstory on that?
The Chiefs, bigger deal in my opinion. Less Justin Fields and more Kenneth Walker II. I mean, they picked up the MVP from the Super Bowl. and added that to their lineup. So, you know,
what does that say to Mahomes?
When Mahomes can come back. Thing is, Mahomes had done a lot of running and a lot of scrambling, you know, in the last couple of years. He was almost as functional a running back as their running back. And Isaiah Pacheco has never really cut the mustard. He's an okay running back, but he's not a number one running back. Now they have a number one running back and a Super Bowl MVP combined with Pat Mahomes. So I think Mahomes is going to run less, use Walker more, and be more of a pocket quarterback and more of a throwing quarterback than what than scrambles as much as he does. And that's going to make the Chiefs really hard to beat. The good news is that they're not going to have Mahomes back for three quarters of the season, if not for the entire season, when he got hurt. So that's why Justin Fields came in, is they got to have
that makes sense. Okay, because if he's not going to play for three quarters of the, they
got
to get.
Well, he got hurt, got an ACL tear, right, like three games before the end of the season. That's usually a 1 year thing. So if he's lucky, he comes back 3 to 5 games before the end of the season.
Even Garoppolo had that problem. It's like once you get back to being okay, there's still that mindset of, I remember what it was like being hurt, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to get hurt again that. So you have to change your game. But I think Mahomes has the skills. I think Andy Reid has the knowledge to help convert him over to a mostly throwing, occasionally scrambling quarterback. What happened with Jimmy Garoppolo is he lost all mobility. He lost every single bit when he got hurt. He couldn't scramble at all to save his life. He was literally a statue standing out there. And if the offensive line couldn't give him perfect protection, he would get racked around or throw an interception because he'd get nervous and not want to, couldn't rely on his legs any longer to get him out of trouble. That's one area where the Niners still have a lot in Brock Purdy. He's not been hurt on his legs. And so, you know, he still has scrambling as an option.
He does. Yes, he does.
But Josh Allen, you know, you have some guys who can still do it. I'm not even sure that Lamar Jackson is all that effective of a scrambling running back anymore, a quarterback anymore, because he's been hurt. He's been hit a lot of times. He got hurt in the last season.
He's got some legs.
But as you get older, you're not as fast. The injuries pile up. And you just said you get afraid of getting hurt again. So you start changing your game if you can.
How old is Lamar?
To take advantage. Gosh, now he's probably been in the league closer to like 10 seasons, like back. 8 or 9. And for quarterback that
maybe they'll get Kaepernick back.
No. Kaepernick has been out of the league now longer than he was in the league. So, no, the dreams of Colin Kaepernick playing again. I have to remind people that throw that fantasy out there that you have to remember, Colin's last game as a quarterback, he completed one pass for 5 yards.
There you go. That's Hall of Fame material.
Hall of Fame material. Dude, that's only one less pass than I made during the game and only 5 yards less than I made during the game.
You ready? Here's our third trivia question. By U.S. law, exit signs must be one of what two colors? So give me both. But see if you can give me both colors. By U.S. law, exit signs must be one of what two colors? Audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back with some closing comments.
We'll be right back. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. I didn't have a silly joke of the week this time, so we'll have to do that next time. But
really,
we do have this trivia question. By U.S. law, exit signs must be one of what two colors? Yes?
Green?
No.
White? Yellow?
Red.
No.
Red.
What?
Red. Either red. Green. You had green, which is good. No, okay, you ready for it? You ready for it? Okay, I got some sad news for you, though. So the Pillsbury Doughboy, he died yesterday of a yeast infection and traumatic complications from repeated pokes to the belly. He was 71 years old. Now, Doughboy is survived by his wife, Play-Doh, two children, John Doe and Jane Doe. Plus, they had one in the oven. I like that one. Services will be held.
And the funeral services will be held at 350 degrees. There you go. And
services will be held at 350 for about 20 minutes. You're that cute. I kind of like that one. All right. Any last, you've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I do have a silly joke for me. Why couldn't the watermelon marry the cassava melon?
Why couldn't the watermelon marry who? What's that?
The cassava melon.
Why couldn't the watermelon marry the cassava melon? Because she was too yellow.
Cantaloupe.
That's right. They cantaloupe. All right. Very good, Russell. And you'll have to give us some more trivia questions next week because you only can be smaller when you get your own jokes.
As punishment for that.
Exactly. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long.